Kerabosa Gurvach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Yud Ches. Today's shir is B'schus Rufu Shalema for Eitan Lei Ben Adina Sara, Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. And we're here on Yud Zayin Amabez, Mesave, about 7 lines up on the bottom. If you remember yesterday, we saw a Mishnah that said there was something called a nether betocha nether. You can have a nether inside of another nether, as opposed to a shvua, which you cannot. And we had a machlokes Rav Huna and Shmuel in terms of when that is. Rav Huna said that's only if you say I'm a nezer today and I am a nazir tomorrow, right? I'm a, today and tomorrow. But if you say it together, if I'm a nazir, I'm a nazir, so then that is not what we call a nether betocha nether. And Shmuel had said no. Even if you say I'm a nazir today, I'm a nazir today, right, just back to back, so then you would have two naziros. So we've been bringing some questions on Rav Huna, and we have a couple more today, and then we'll switch topics a little bit on Amud Beis with a new Mishnah. So says the Gemara Mesavei, ask Akasha on Rav Huna, that says that if it's Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, then it's not going to be Nether B'toch Nether, and both of them are not going to be Chal, only one of them is going to be Chal. So the Mishnah says, Misha Nazir, or a Breisaga probably, yeah, Misha Nazir Shtei Naziros. Person took two naziros, which one mana es harishona v'hifish korban, right? He counted, 29 days, whatever it was, set aside his korban, and then v'nishal aleha. Then he went to the Rav, and he said, listen, if I would have known, it would have been so hard, right? I never would have done it. So meaning v'nishal, right? The concept of annulling the nether that he took. So he annulled the first nether. So what happens? So the Brisa says, also lo shnia b'rishona, the second nether, which he had to fulfill, because he wasn't nishal on the second one. So the second one gets taken care of by the first one, meaning the first amount of days that he waited for the amount of days he waited for the first one, that now counts for the second one, because the first nether is gone. But he did wait the 29 days, he was almost done, so that counts for the second nether. So Gemara says, Hechidami, what's the case? If you'll tell me, he said, I'm going to be a Nazir today, then he said, I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. So my also lo shnia b'rishona, that doesn't work. How can you have the second one count by the first one's days? Right? Ha'ika yoma yisera, the second one starts a day later. It's a different time period. So how can you tell me that the time period that he waited at now is Nazirus, the 30 days or 29 days, whatever it is, he's at the end of his Nazirus. How could you tell me that counts for the second nether? Second nether starts a day later. So that can't work. Ala pshita must be Dama Harani Nazir Hayom, Harani Nazir Hayom. So that, but we see clearly that it must be a case where he said, I'm going to be a Nazir today, I'm going to be a Nazir today, meaning both Nazirus to start from now, and Tiyufta, the Rav Huna. That's against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said that that would not result in two nethers, and clearly we see that there is. So Gemara says, no, not really. No, Lama Harani Nazir Hayom, Harani. Well, it should be Nazir, right? It should be Nazir Lamacha. Really, in the cases where he said it was today and tomorrow, there's nothing to do, right, with Rav Huna's case, and it's not against Rav Huna at all. So therefore, what does it mean that the first days, the days that he spends, quote-unquote, fulfilling the first nether, that now counts with the second nether, because he got rid of the first one? But he has one more day. But the 29 days, or the 30 days, whatever it is, the 29 days that he already did, so that counts for the second nether, and now he's got one more day left. That's what I meant. So Inami, or another answer, it could be that he accepted both Nedarim at the exact same time. What is that? So the Mefarsh says over here, to Amar Hare Alai Shtei Neziros. Right? The guy just says, I'm accepting upon myself two Neziros right now. So it doesn't have to necessarily be against Rav Huna. Right? It's not a good question. Okay. Masiv Rav Amnuna, I think this is the last one against Rav Huna. Nazir Lahazir. The Pasuk says, Nazir Lahazir. Right, that person becomes a nazir to act out as his nazirus, right? To hold off on wine, being mitame, etc. Mikamsha nazirus chal on nazirus, right? That from the fact that you have those two words back to back, that teaches me that a nazirus can be chal on nazir. Meaning you can have two nedarim of nazirus back to back, right? If you think can be chal on each other, sheyachol, because you might have thought valu dinu, because you might have thought that it doesn't make sense, that you don't need to, meaning that it wouldn't happen, that you can do two bouts of Nazirus at the same time. Because Yomar Shavua Chamura Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua, Shavua is more Chamur than Nazir, and we're going to see exactly why that is. Gemara will deal with that. But it's more Chamur, and you can't have a Shavua that comes out on a Shavua, right? You can't say, I'm not going to eat this bread, right? That's not two Yisurim to eat the bread, it's only one. So Nazirus Kala L'Kosher Gain. So certainly Nazirus, which is less Chamur than a Shavua, certainly you shouldn't be able to have two types of Naziris. But Tamil Amr, but therefore the Pasuk says, Nazir the Hazir, And that you can that you have two naziros on each other, right? Mikashan naziros chala on naziros. So simply, the Rav Nuna says, "Hey chidami, what's the case when you have a naziros that falls out on a naziros?" If it's again separated, like we said, one naziros starts today, one naziros starts tomorrow. Hakrabaya, you don't need a pasuk. Hakrabaya, you don't need a pasuk to tell me. Right, that those are separate. Obviously, they're separate. One starting today, one starting tomorrow. So, El Alav, no, it must be Dama Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom. It must be our case where you said, I'll be a Nazir today, right, and a Nazir today, right, that Rav Huna had said that that does not work, that does not turn into two Nadarim. But Vikatani Naziris, Chal of Naziris. But we see clearly from the Pasuk that it does, that you do have two Naziris. You do have two Nadarim. So, Gemara says, well, not really. Hakakamaya Skinan, Kigon Shakibo, Love Shti Naziris, Vazagas, right, like we suggested before, should be that the case is we said I'll realize shtena zeros, right? I'm just gonna accept two zeros upon myself right now. So the Gemara just says, what's this chumah that we said? We assumed, right? The question we said before, we just assumed the shvua is more chomer, is more serious than neder, than nazirus. So ilayim, as if you're gonna tell me Mishum de Chaila Filu al Davar Shemo Mamish, right? If you're gonna tell me like we've been discussing up until now. Until recently, right, that a shavua falls on davar shein bo mamish, right, an action, right, not an object, but some sort of action that doesn't have any, you know, physical, I guess, holding in this world, right, it can happen on something that's not real, right, an action not to eat, to run, or whatever it is, to sleep, etc. So neder nami chomer. You also have a chumra by neder, shekin chal al mitzvah kirishus. Right, neder can fall out on a mitzvah. Right, we said there's no shua by a mitzvah, but by a neder, right, you can swear off like someone's sukkah or whatever it is. Right, you can have a neder on a mitzvah. Like what it says, so which one? Why would you just assume that shavua is more chomer? So Ella, rather, mishum dechtiv beishavua lo yinaket. Rather, no, it's not the competing halachos. It's that you have an extra pasuk by a shavua, right? It says that lo yinaket, right? Hashem does not forgive, will not clean, literally, the iser, right? For someone who takes a shavua shav, who takes his name in vain. Right, so that's much more serious. That the Gemara kind of points that out, right? That this extra language in the pasuk. Right is much more right, indicates that it's much more serious. Just seeing over here, 1 second in the Rashi. Yeah. Okay, fine. All right, Beseder. Beseder. Okay. Now the Mishnah had said Shvu Shel Ochel, Shvu Shel Ochel, the Ochel Einu Chayv Al Achas. Right. The example, right, that we said a Shvu Einu Shvu is not Chal and a Shvu. And if you say you're not going to eat, you're not going to eat. Right. There's only. Right, only inu chayev alachas, you're only chayev for violating the iser once. So Amar Rava says, fascinating diuk from the Mishnah. Right, it does not know again the Mishnah. Well, I guess we could read it in the Gemara, and then it'll become clear. So right, Rava says, im nishal ala rishona shnia chalalav, and therefore if he says, oh, if he's nishal on the first shavua, the second one is chal. Now, that seems to be against what we just said, right? Didn't we say in the Mishnah that in Shavua Chal Shavua, that you can't have two Shavuas back to back? Right? So Rava says a great deal. He says, Mimai, delot katani inu ela achas, the katani inu chayev ela achas. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Shavua doesn't fall on a Shavua, because if you say a Shavua that you're not going to eat, a Shavua you're not going to eat, right? He's only chayev for one if he violates it. Implying that both Shavuas are there, but you're only going to be chayav for violating. It's not that it doesn't say ino ela achas. It doesn't say it's only one shvua and the second one doesn't exist. It's just that you're not chayav on the second one. And simply, as the Gemara explains, Rav Kahu Delesle, there's no space, there's no place for the second shvua to be chal. But ki mitshal al chavrita, but when you ask, right, when you say, when you go to a Rav and say, I really wish I wouldn't have made his nether, or the shvua in this case, right, and you get it annulled, so then you have space, then you have plenty of space for the second shvua to be chal. But you can't take a shvua if it's already usher for you, right? Again, if I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat, so it's already usher for you to eat, so you can't have a shvua that fall on something, right, it's never usher. But if that falls away, so then, sure enough, you do, right, you have plenty of space for the second shvua to be chal. So both of them exist, it's just the iser, right, it's the chiyuv, right, the chiyuv only comes if you violate it, you're only going to have to bring, I guess, one korban. Lishna chuina, another way to phrase it, chiyuvu hudalaka hashvua ika, that if you have you have a chiyuv, meaning the shvua exists. Meaning you only have one chiyuv, but the shvua, the second shvua itself exists. And my hilchosah was a nafkamina between whether the shvua exists or not. Look at the Rava, like we just said, the Amar Rava, Nishan Rishona, also lo shniya tachteh. Right, and as Rava said, that if you ask, if you annul the first shvua, then the second shvua is chal. Leim v'seyele, maybe I'll bring you a proof. To Rav Shita, the price it says Mishan other shtin zeros umanas or Ishana vihifrish korban. Right, the person again, like we mentioned a minute ago. Someone who counts says two naziros, and he counts his proper days for the first one. He takes a korban, he's ready to roll, ready to finish up, and then you know what? Finished all aleha. Then he kind of says, you know what? I really didn't want to do that. It's kind of silly, but okay. So he gets rid of the first nether. So also l'shnei berishona. So the second one counts for the first one. Right? That seems to be the exact same thing. Right? So that seems to be the exact same case as we've just been talking about by the shavuos. So Gemara says no. No, it could just be that he accepted both of them at the same time. Right? And that's why the second one was legit. And even right again, that we so you can't necessarily right learn from there to the same case over here where the second one was did not do anything, right? Again, by two zeros, right? We said, you know, he's got to keep 30 days, 60 days. By Shavua, though, the first one doesn't do anything, right? And that's not exactly the same case, even though theoretically it sounds like the same result lahalacha if you would annul the first one. Okay, turn to the Amud Beis now. New sugya. Stam nedarim. What is a stam neder? So basically, if you say a neder, that could be interpreted one way or another, either more chamor or more meko. I guess we'll have some examples in the Mishnah. If you have an unclear nether, and it could go one of two ways. So if it's stam, if it's unclear, as the Mefarish says, de'inu yadea ve'eza inya nether, right? It's not clear exactly what he was referring to when he said his nether, so then we're going to be machmir. Right? That's lina l'chumra, right? The Mefarish says, and the Rosh explains over here, if you look at the Rosh, right? That stam hanoder daito lesser. Right? Because, again, what is this person trying to do? Right? This person is trying to oster something on him, right? Otherwise, if he didn't want to oster something on him, he would just kept quiet. So we assume if a person's taking a nether, he's trying to oster something on him. So therefore, right, we assume if there are two ways to understand what he was going to say, right, and one of the ways there is a good nether, and one of the ways there isn't, we'll assume we'll be machmir and assume that he ostered, we'll be machmir and assume that he ostered the item, right, on himself. So the Gemara says, so stam nedarim lahachmir, but uper rishon lahako. But if he explained it, I mean, even later, right? So then it's going to be lameko already. Again, if he said again, if there are two possibilities, then you know we assumed it was the lachmer one, but then he said no, I'm doing the meko one. So then, right, it is not necessarily a nether. So what's the example? So the Gemara gives a bunch of examples. Ketzad, Amar hare alai kibasar maliach. A person says this thing is like to me like salted meat or kiyai nesach, like we assume right, yai nesach. You assume that's wine for an avodah zarah, but there are a couple of ways to understand, right? In bishel shlamim nadar, right? If he's talking about shlamim, every korban, right, had melech on it, right? Alkor korban takriv melech, the pasuk says. So then that's also, right, that's going to be, that's a lashon of a korban alai, right? That we talked about at the beginning of the sechta. In bishel avodah kochavim nadar, but if he was talking about avodah zarah, so then mutar, so that's not a proper nether. Because again, that's a devra asur, that's not a devra nadur. So therefore, it's already usher, so that's not going to be usher. But if he didn't say either one, right? If he didn't clarify, so then we're going to be machmir. Right? Again, you can go both ways. If it's like shlamim, then it's a real nether. If it's like a avodah zarah, then it's not a real nether. Right? So then we're going to be machmir in the case where he didn't explain. Another example, right? Hare, I like a chayrim. The guy says this thing is like chayrim to me. So a couple of ways to understand chayrim. If chayrim shal shamayim, if you tell me about chayrim shal shamayim, meaning they explain over here, Beis HaMikdash, when it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, so then it's also that's a proper nether, right? That's how the lashon goes. Himke chayim shel kohanim, but if it's a chayim of kohanim, meaning which is what's it called? Meaning that chayim of kohanim is not usher, right? It's just belongs to the kohanim, right? It's not kadosh or anything. So then it's going to be mutter, right? That's not a lashon of iser, right? Therefore, so that would be mutter in that case. Vimstam, and if he didn't clarify, so then that is usher. Okay, another example. Hare alai kemeiser. Person says this thing is going to be like meiser, right? Im kemeiser behema. Again, there's several types of meiser. Right? Regular meiser, even non-levium can eat. It's just given to the levi. But meiser behema, that that becomes kadosh. So even by Rav Hayman Nadar, so also, so that's a regular korban. That's a proper lashon of a neder. It's going to be also. If you shall go ran, if it's just like meiser grains that you're going to give to the levy, so that's mutter, because that's not something that's also. That's not something that also for someone to eat. So therefore, if there's just a stam nether, then we're going to be machmir is going to be aser. Last example, hare alaika truma. Similarly, if a person says hare alaika truma, so there's a couple of possibilities. Imkin trumas halishka. If you're talking about the trumas of the lishka, i.e., in other words, a truma of the Beis Hamikdash, right? The truma is halakhtar, the machzir shekel that's given to the Beis Hamikdash. Right? So then, no, there, then it's usher. Then it's going to be, right? Like in the language of korban, it's going to be usher. Vim shal goren, but if it's talking about just stam truma, so then it's going to be mutter. And then it's going to be mutter. Again, we talked about that on Tafi Beis, right? If you remember, that's not a davar on adur, so that's going to be mutter. Vim stam, if he didn't say anything, so then usher. And then it's going to be usher. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, not exactly. Stam truma, right? If Prince just says truma, so it depends on where you are. Right? We go based on what people normally would say, would be referring to when they said truma. Be Yehuda, in the land of Yehuda, which are, you know, the lands around Yerushalayim, etc. So then Asura, then it's going to be Asur. But Bagalil, but in Galil, it's going to be Mutter, right? Mutteris. Shein Anshe Galil, Mlakirin, it's Truma's Alishka, because they don't even know what you're talking about. When you see Truma, they mean the Truma, the fields. People in Yehuda, around the center of the country, near the Beis HaMikdash, okay, so they know, they sometimes refer to the Truma's Alishka. But in the Galil, up north, so nobody's thinking about the Beis HaMikdash when they say the word Truma. Stam Haramim, what about Stam Cherem? The person just says, this thing is Cherem, it doesn't say which one. So also, another, this is not what we said before, but this Tana holds, Behuda Mutarim, Begalil Asurim. And again, also depends on where you are. Shein An Shein Galil, Makirim is Cherem Kohanim. Because again, in the Galil up north, no one is thinking, but the Cherem that belongs to the Kohanim, which would not necessarily be Asur. So it means Cherem in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll start the Gemara tomorrow. All right, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.